This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. You're about to hear the first in a series of reports from the South Asian community here in Charlottesville, as reported by our very own Deepak Singh.
The South Asia Leadership Society at the University of Virginia is doing a series of events to enrich the university's perception of South Asian traditions and culture. Let's find out more from the president of the society, Neela Pal.
We are a group of 10 students, predominantly undergraduate, and we essentially serve as an event planning network. We plan a lot of events at this university that pertain to South Asian and South Asian American issues, and really our goal is to inform and challenge the university's perceptions on these issues.
In March 2005, the society invited a famous musician from Washington, D.C. to showcase and highlight origins of Sufi music.
I'm Humayun Khan, and I am originally from Kabul, Afghanistan, and I've studied North Indian classical music in India. This music was that we performed tonight, basically the theme was Sufism. So I sang different compositions of the different genres, all of them with the theme of Sufism. So I sang some ghazals, Farsi ghazals, Urdu ghazals, and also khayal.
India has a multiracial, multireligious, and multilingual society. And its religious diversity has been one of the major factors responsible for the fascinating musical diversity it proudly proclaims.
Sufism is the mystical branch of Islam. Sufi poetry is devotional. It's in praise of Allah, praise of God. The branch of Sufism began in North India and also Afghanistan, especially a place called Balkh. Is a city in Afghanistan, and that was a very important cultural center in the 12th and 13th centuries. And from there, poets and musicians such as Amir Khosrow and Rumi came from Balkh and began the Sufi movement. Sufism is more based on the Islamic mysticism, but now they use this music, and even popular music, they use some elements of Sufism you'll hear in the background. It really has no boundaries, but it's spiritual in nature.
This is Deepak Singh for the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Watch for the next event in this series. A dance group from South India will perform in Cavill Hall at the University of Virginia on April 7th at 8 p.m.
You've been listening to a story from the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. If you've enjoyed this piece, why not comment on our message board? Just comment right there on the blog at www.sevillepodcast.com. Thanks for listening.